Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I'm so blessed to be able to welcome you tonight to Gap Ministries Bible Study for this Thursday, June 17th, 2021. And now, here is your facilitator and the founder of Gap Ministries, Apostle J. Leon Travis. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. It is such a blessing to be a part of this, to have Gap Ministry be a part of the Spirit Alive Network family, global ministry, to have you as our covering, the one who actually gives us, pours the wisdom of God into us. And it is just, as I always say, it's good to always be home among family where the Word of God is taught, with truth, verity, with power, with wisdom, and sincerity. I want to say thank God for the blessing of today, for the word that he's going to bring into the lives and the hearts of people. One common denominator that we're going to deal with tonight is something that's going on worldwide, and even personally sometimes within our own homes. We've, you know, been in touch with it or, you know, have had some issues of unfortunate connections or contact with. One of the great things that I love about the Word of God, he brings what we deal with in life and will set it in place of a message to help others to avoid the route or to come out of the situation. Amen. So let me go ahead and go into a moment of prayer to give God honor and glory for being God in my life, for being God in all of our lives and the listeners out here. And Father God, in the name of the resurrected Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor and thanksgiving for the blessing of this day. Thank you for the outpouring of this word, Father God, that you will give to the people and speak through me as your vessel. I yield and surrender all unto you. Let it be none of me, but all of you. But let them hear my voice, but let them know that it is you speaking. And let what is being spoken pierce and touch their hearts. Let it become deeply rooted, grounded, settled, established, and strengthened in their lives, that it will be secure forever. And Father, help lead, guide, and direct us all down the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Protect us, Father, continuously from the enemy, Satan, and every assignment that he has. We decree the blood of Jesus over our lives, this word, the network, and this ministry. In Jesus' name, amen. So, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people sometimes don't even want to talk about. We're going to talk about theft because the Bible speaks about it. But the form that the Bible speaks of is called stealing. But stealing and theft are the same thing. We're going to talk about theft of property. Now, if you want to look up what does the theft of property mean, it states that if a person is knowingly takes or exercises an unauthorized control or takeover or makes or causes an unauthorized transfer, change, or take of possession or change of possession or the interest that belongs to the property of another person without the rightful authority and of the person that has the rightful ownership. Now, theft is also the purpose of doing a few things. It will deprive the owner of the property. Now, some things say, you know, some people will say, well, why would you call it theft of property? But the things that we possess that God has instilled with us, you know, there's a scripture that says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal first, that's theft, kill second, and destroy. But the word of God says, Jesus said that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, what is it that the enemy can steal? The first thing that he wants to do is to steal. What are some of the things that he wants to steal? According to, think about the fruit of the Spirit. That the things that we possess, like our joy, you know, he wants us to get, you know, so engrafted into the things. The enemy can actually throw things that will unlock your joy and invade it, meaning that if you're always a joyful person, you know, he's going to say, you know what, let me go ahead and take something from them. Everybody knows this person by the joy that they are. They're always spreading joy. They're always spreading hope. Let me go ahead and take this. If I take the joy, then I can kill the purpose that's in them. And the thing about it, if I can kill it, I can destroy everything in their path, everything that they're connected to. Now, you got to remember, John 10:10 says the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy in that order. Now, when he comes to take your joy, that means he can get you off track. A lot of times our joy is connected to, not a lot of times, in all things our joy is connected to the things that we do daily. If I love getting up to go to work, and then the enemy can come in and steal that joy by causing friction on the job or friction in the ministry or friction in our household or friction when you go somewhere. I love driving my vehicle. I have joy when I drive my vehicle. You know, sometimes I get in my vehicle and that way I can be off to myself and I'll have that joy. But then the enemy will come in and cause oil leaks or flat tires or your air conditioner won't work or you don't have enough gas or something's going on. He does that to steal that portion of who you are and what that situation or that purpose is connected to your joy. The reason why he wants to steal the joy is so you won't tell people about the Lord. When people see you're so happy through the hard times and the rough times, and they say, well, how do you do it? Well, I do it because I know who God is. But if he steals your joy, he'll steal your way of thinking, and he will try to steal your testimony. That joy belongs to you because Jesus said that he gives us that joy, that he left that with us. And people don't realize that the joy is rightfully ours. Now, you got to remember what it says in the definition of it, that therefore property means a person knowingly takes or exercises an unauthorized control over or try to make, you know, an unauthorized transfer. The enemy knows who you are. He knows that the joy of the Lord is your strength. If he can take the joy from you, then he can kill the strength in you. If he can deprive you from the strength, then he can break you and destroy you because he can weaken you. But you have to hold steadfast because in the Word of God, it says, you know, there's a scripture, it's a part of the Ten Commandments, and it says in Exodus 20:15, it says, thou shall not steal. Now, when you go in to steal, when the enemy or a person goes in to steal, it says, it talks about how some people will knowingly know what they're doing. When there's, there are different types of theft, like burglary. Now, the burglary comes is when a thief comes into your house without permission. Some people come into your life without permission from God or permission from you, but they have come in and try to get close to you in order to steal these things from you, your joy, your peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. They try to come in and steal your vision. They want to usurp that, meaning they want to seize or exercise authority or possession wrongfully and to expropriate, you know, or commandeer something, rights that really doesn't belong to them, a position that's not theirs, but they see the grandeur in it. They see the authority that God has in you. They see the power of God working in you, but they don't know what you had to go through to secure that, for God to place it in you. And when he places it in you, he secures it. That's why it's very, very important. When you put on the whole armor of God, you got to have on the entire armor, because with the breastplate of righteousness, when the enemy comes in to steal your emotions, and also with the breastplate of righteousness, believe it or not, with the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness, that covers the mind and the emotions and the heart. You have to have that connected, because if you're not wearing it, the enemy is going to come in to steal that. That's there for property, because those are things that God gave to you. When he gave you that anointing, he gave that to you, but the enemy will launch people into your life. They will come in and burglarize your life, burglarize your vision, to come in without authority, without permission. See, the house, you're the temple, you're the house. And what you hold within you, your purpose is the house where God has placed it in. People will come in just to say, well, hey, you know, I'm your friend, I'm your buddy, Bishop. I want to be a part of Spirit Alive Network, and I've got great things, and I want to do this with the intent of stealing
what's already there, what's already anointed, what's already called. See, we have to have
my
not
Lord.
Just the eyes physically, but we have to have the spirit, the discernment in the spirit to identify a thief. Because sometimes thieves come, the word says a wolf come in sheep clothing. The word says that Satan transformed himself as an angel of light. So the thief has deception, but they're cunning. They're slick. They slither around like a snake. You can't hear a snake unless you're in the Holy Spirit, where he can say, hey, something's going on. There's something that's not right. So you got something that's coming in to steal, theft of property, to steal your vision, to steal your joy, to steal your peace, to steal your heart, to steal your health. You got situations that the enemy will come in a strategic way to get you off track with your eating, with your stress, which you're not exercising right, which you're not taking care of yourself. Guess what? That's theft of property, because it breaks down your health system or your immune system in your body. So now the enemy has came in and stolen your health. He's causing issues, because the main reason why is not just to steal, but he wants to kill it. And he wants to destroy. He's not even satisfied with stealing. Anybody that steals something from you is not going to stop there. They're going to go back to finish everything. They want to complete it. They want to kill it, and they want to destroy it, simply because they feel that if they steal it, okay, it's mine, so I'm going to do what I want with it. I'm going to kill it so it won't be beneficial anywhere else. I got to take our mind. I got to take their health. I got to take their peace. I got to take the vision. I've got to take the joy. And now I'm going to work on the emotions. I'm going to make them have a mental and an emotional breakdown. I'm going to have them on so much Ritalin and so much medicine for ADHD. I'm going to have them on so much medicine for depression. I'm going to have them on so much medicine for this, that, and the other. So when the enemy gets into your health, he's going to cause problems with the organs, the vital parts of the body. Then the heart physically is affected. Not only is it affected spiritually, because you're not going to make the right kind of decision, because bitterness comes in. Because, see, when the enemy takes something out, he implants something in. He's going to implant his mindset. He's going to say, well, you know what? They did it to me. You may as well do it to them. Get them before they get you. Vengeance is yours. Don't worry about what it says, that vengeance is the Lord. But you got to remember, theft of property is a crime. It's a sin against God. It's a crime in the earth, and it's a crime in heaven. The thing of it is that what are we going to do about it? What does the scripture say about it? Let's go to the book of Malachi, where the book of Malachi says in Malachi 3:8, let me show you how the thieves are so bold that they don't care, that they don't think nobody sees it. The word says, will a man rob God? My father-in-law, the late Reverend Travis, used to always say, yeah, he'll rob God and return to the scene of the crime. How did you rob God? You robbed him in your tithes and your offering, or your contributions, the things that God has placed in your heart to do. But you said, I'm going to go and buy me a pair of shoes for Sunday. I need these shoes to match this hat, and I need to go ahead and throw in a wallet and a watch, and I need to go ahead and throw in a purse too. But see, you return to the scene of the crime wearing what you stolen, because what you took with your tithe money, with the money that
My
God has
Lord
told you to make as an offering
now
and a seed, that's theft right there. But you return to the scene of the crime wearing the stolen goods, because you took God's money with and bought is stolen goods, because God's money belongs into the storehouse. He said, bring all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse so that there will be meat, meaning M-E-E-T, to meet the needs of the ministry. Ministry costs money, but you got so many things that sit in the pews, sit in the pulpit, that be on the usher board, that be in the choir, that direct the choir, playing on the organ, taking their money and doing other things with. And they're going on trips. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with traveling, but make sure that you honor God first. But when you don't honor God, that's theft of property. You're honoring Satan then. You're taking what rightfully belongs to God, and you're giving it to the thief. So then when you give something to the thief, guess what? Your stuff is not protected, because, see, God polices everything. He governs everything. He protects and he keeps a gate and an anointing and a firewall of protection over those things. When you tithe and give to God, or when you do what God tells you to do with the purpose that he's given you, God protects that. He rebukes the devourer, which is the thief, to come. That comes, he rebukes him for not for his sake, but for your sake, for the sake of you not losing your peace, the sake of you not having your vision stolen or usurped, the sake of you not losing joy. I mean, the enemy will use so many distractions because the distractions act as the entryway to keep you from watching for him. While you're worried about what the enemy is doing over here, the thief has come into the back door of the house of your life, and he's inside, and he's taking possession of things that doesn't rightfully belong to him. What possessions are we talking about, Apostle Jay? We're talking about our children, that we're letting TikTok and YouTube and all those things raise our children and do what we feel like we don't have time because we're too busy trying to make more money and make all the money. And the thing of it is that we're out making money that actually we're not tithing with, that we're not contributing to ministries with, that we're not contributing to the widows, the orphan, or the sick, because the word so means sick, orphan, and widows. I don't know who don't know that, but yes, that's what it means. But the enemy is misdirecting us. So guess what? If he's misdirecting us, he's stolen our direction and our purpose. That's therefore property. And I don't see how we can't see the difference. But the difference between that's therefore property, and then he comes in, he robs, because he comes in to rob us. He comes in just like he is the thief he is. The no good person that he is, but he will use the familiar things to us. He will use people that we think we can trust. I was reading something as I was studying, and the word shoplifting came up into my spirit. I said, well, what does that mean? So I looked it up, and don't you know, the enemy will send people that will be next to us, be in our territory, be it within all that we do, and they'll shoplift from us. They'll come in with criminal intent, because it's an action of criminology. And the thing of it is, it's an action of stealing goods from a store. So if you're stealing the goods, guess what the goods are? Your joy, again, your peace, your family, your finances, your health, your mind, your emotions. They can come in and shoplift your ministry. I have seen people come in and do it. I have seen people come in and get so close to the pastor where they have the pastor's mind thinking everything that come out of their mouth is gospel, that everything that come out of their mouth is spitting anointing. But guess what? That's a shoplifter right there. That's a shoplifter not only in the spirit, but they're coming to shoplift and usurp that ministry and destroy it. Once they steal it, you got to remember, they're going to kill it. You got to remember and know that they're going to destroy it. And the thing of it is that burglary and shoplifting, it ties into something else. You got some people that covet so much, Bishop, that they will go in and then they'll commit the crime of another property that we have, our identity.
Yeah.
You know, identity
is
there. You got people that will come in and try to preach like you. You got people that will try to dress like you. You got people that will talk like you. You got people that God said he gives to each his own portion. And his grace is sufficient for who? You. I don't have to be Bishop Sherlyn Cook. Bishop Sherlyn Cook don't have to be like our little sister Apostle J. I don't have to be like Elder Leola or Minister Shearer, you know, or Elder Shearer. I don't have to be like Apostle Lee Harris. I have to be who God called me to be. His child. I'm his chosen. I'm a holy and peculiar creation. The reason why I'm peculiar is because God made me in a certain way. He made Sherlyn in a certain way. But you got people that's going to want to steal that identity. Satan is going to launch people to come in, and identity theft, this doesn't happen on the computer. It just doesn't happen with your bank account. It just doesn't happen with your driver's license. It comes with your spirituality. It will come with your anointing. You will have people. I've heard people say, I'm going to be the next T.D. Jakes. I remember when my family first heard me preach, they told me, girl, you the next one either by them. I openly rebuked them. No, I'm not. I am Jaylion Jacqueline Craig.
Yeah, you better know
that's
that.
Who God created me to be. He didn't create me to be nobody else but me. So guess what? Not going to go in there and usurp her identity or usurp your identity, because that's theft. And there's a penalty for it in the earth. But guess what? There's a penalty for it in according to the word. Because God says in the word, he says, if an enemy is caught stealing, he must return sevenfold. And the thing of it is that I saw something else in Exodus 22:7. It says, if a man gives to his neighbor money or goods to keep safe, and it is stolen from the man's house, then if the thief is found, he shall pay double. There are times when we've given people, we have entrusted them with our children. This is how incest, yeah, I'm going there. This is how incest starts. We entrust the wrong people with our most precious gifts, our most precious treasures, because we think that they'll keep it safe while we're doing something else, and they are identified. They have the thief. They are the thief. They are the burglars. They are the robbers. They are the identity theft, because when incest and molestation happens, then it taints the bloodline. It messes with the purpose. It will cause that child or that person's mental, emotional, and spiritual thing to be at war with each other. Now, while those things are at war, they're always distracted. They're always caught up with something. They will either turn to drugs, they will either turn to prostitution, or they will turn to lunacy or emotional breakdowns. And some, like me, because I was molested, I turned to God. The enemy didn't expect that. That's why Romans 8:28 is my mantra. I live by that. All things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called to it according to his purpose. But what do I mean by saying according? According means that I'm going to be in agreement to what God has called on me. I don't care if the enemy comes in and stand inside my house. He's not going to leave with anything that he came in to get. But we have to be mindful or not to. Because sometimes the enemy don't have to burglarize. The enemy don't have to come in without permission. Sometimes we invite the enemy in. Hear me. Sometimes we invite the thief in.
Yes, we do. Come on.
Hear me again. We invite the enemy in. We invite them in without. What do I mean? Here's the thing. We don't ask God, is this person meant to be so-and-so, so-and-so? Is
Come
this
on.
Supposed to be my husband? Is this supposed to be my wife? Am I supposed to be connected to these people? I don't need to be connected to anybody because they're popular. I don't need to be connected to them because the ministry is big. I don't need to be connected to them because I like the way they wear their hair. I don't need to be connected to them because of the way they dress. If you're doing that, then guess what? You're going to walk into a trap because God didn't send you there, so therefore you shouldn't go. But if you're asking people, oh, come on over and do this here. Somebody told me, well, I'm trying to bring people to you, to bring them to Gap Ministry. You know what I said? No, we want God to send them. And we want God to send us to them. I don't need nobody because I don't
Amen.
Do quick. I don't do plans. And I don't do clubs. That's just that
Come
on that. I'm straight ministry. And I know that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But guess what? I have a weapon called the word that I am not afraid
yes.
to use. I have a sword. That's the word of God. And it is not only one-sided, but it's a double, two-edged sword. And it will cut down
yes.
and divide right from wrong, the lies from the truth. It'll split the enemy in half. And the word says a house divided against itself cannot stand. I try to bring havoc against the enemy every time I spot a thief. And all you have to do is listen to the discernment of the Holy Ghost. Now, you got to remember, in Exodus 22:7 said, if a man gives his neighbor money or goods to help to keep safe, that means you trusted the wrong person. If God didn't tell me, hey, go give Mary this $500,000 and let her keep it in her safe. And then when I come back to get my money, Mary, then she done vamped. God didn't tell me to do it. But guess what? That's what you call, that's theft right there. That's theft of property. But that's something that I opened the door to. I did it without seeking God. We can't do anything without this scripture.
Without
seeking
him.
First.
Amen.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That means put God ahead of everything. You can put God in it. I don't care how many. It can be a legion of thieves coming. They will not even steal sweat off your brow.
Come on.
If God
Come
says
on,
no.
If
when Satan thought he was going to come in and destroy, he thought that he did something when Job lost the wife, the children, the land, and his health and all that. He said, but God said, you can do that, but you ain't going to kill him and you ain't going to destroy him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't touch his life. So, but that's when you're under the favor and the covering of God. In the book
Come
of
on.
Psalms, in Psalms 91, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place.
Secret
my
place.
Secret place is
Hallelujah.
Always talking to God. I don't have to always be saying, oh, yeah, Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. I be talking to God.
I
be talking to other people. I have, there you go. My secret place is my heart. my spirit. And my spirit and my heart talk to God 24/7. It may not be something that you guys believe, but you can have, you can talk to God even when you sleep in your spirit and in your dream. See, the enemy even tries to come in and steal your dreams. And what does he plant? Because whatever he takes, he's got to put something in there to work for him. He wants to steal it and pluck it out, but he wants to plant something to destroy and kill it. And I hope y'all get that. He wants to steal it and pluck it out, but he wants to plant something to destroy and kill it. So when he takes your dream, he plants nightmares. When he takes your mind, he plants chaos and turmoil and breakdown and mental issues and all of that. I think everything that we deal with is a principality. And we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but that's why we're messing up, because we are fighting with the flesh and blood. But you can't fight the flesh and blood with the word. You got to fight the principality. You have to know where you are. If an enemy comes into my house, I'm already sitting high looking low. But why? How do I sit high? I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus with all those things beneath me. So I can see the Lord is going to show you by way of the Holy Ghost. That's a thief right there. You just got to have an ear to hear. You have to have a heart that's tuned up with the word. You have to be synchronized and syncopated. That means choreographed. When he move, you move. If he jump, you jump. But whatever the Lord see, your eyes got to go there too. And it's just like if you're doing whatever God says, do it. If he tells you that Bubba is a thief, guess what? The Creator said it. Bubba, a thief. If they said, if he tells you, Apostle Jay, you don't need to be dealing with them simply because they don't even like what you're doing in your ministry. They talking about you. They gossiping about you. But I don't need you distracted. I don't need you to distract about what they're saying, because if you're not distracted and you focus on me, they can't distract you. If they can't distract you, they can't steal from you. If they can't distract you, they can't rob you. If they can't distract you, they can't burglarize you. If they can't distract you and you keep your eyes on me, they can't take your identity, because I'm going to protect what seeks after me. If you come for me with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, guess what? I got you. But the thing of it is, the reason why the enemy comes and they're set for property, because we're so busy doing other things. We're so busy trying to compete with people. Yes, sir. Even in ministry, we're competing, and we have no rights to sit there and compete, because God gave, again, to each his own portion, to each his own measure of faith, to each his own purpose, to each his own vision. Now, some of our visions tie in, just like Gap ties in with Spirit of Life. We sister and sister. We're here to stay. We're not going nowhere, and we're going to labor, co-labor together. But when you don't come together, the enemy knows that if he can divide and strike the flock, he can destroy the flock. He can devour. He can come in and kill those sheep that we're supposed to be protecting. See, we're supposed to be on the wall, but we're so busy letting Satan steal our view and our vision that he's coming in. We're worried about the enemy at the gate when the enemy's inside the gate, stealing, causing havoc, destroying and killing. We got kids out here that the enemy has stolen their identity, stolen the property of God, and that's the worst theft of property. Our children, if he gets this generation, he got the next one, because a tree is known by the fruit that it bears, and if they are distorted, they can't birth nothing but distortion. We have to go back, pursue, and recover all. Remember when David and the mighty men of God, men of valor, were out fighting? The enemy came in and stole and wreaked havoc of everything in their camp. But guess what? Yes. David inquired of the Lord. He said, shall I do? Shall I, God said, pursue and recover all. So if you have theft of property, theft of your emotions, theft of your mind, theft of your vision, theft of your culture, of your morals, of your value, if you let a man come into your life, I don't even know who this is for, but if you let a man come into your life, don't think that you did wrong. You was just distracted, and the enemy came in. He snuck in, and he came in to rob you of your purpose, your peace, and your joy. But guess what? Get yourself together and focus on God, and I dare you to pray. I dare you to pray for that man that did you wrong. Because when you pray for them, the enemy be saying, what's going on with that? Because he's right there. That's a sword. That's going to cut him into pieces. Not the man, but the spirit behind the purpose. The thing of it is, you got to understand that The thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not going to announce himself. He's going, just like the angel of Satan does what? Like describe himself as, disguise himself as the angel of light. What makes you think that brother ain't going to come looking good, smelling good, and talking good? I give him 6 months before he pop you upside your head. I give him 9 months before he start cheating on you. I give him 12 months before he start telling you, well, you ain't good enough. He be talking about you. That's where your mind going to go, your self-esteem going to go, your value going to go. You're not going to even realize that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, of holy and a peculiar creation, that you're made in God's image. You're not made to be called a prostitute, a hoe, a slut, or the B word. That's not who God made you. But you let somebody come in and steal your identity, and now that they've stolen your identity, they're telling you who you are. Instead of God has already spoken, instead of you keeping your eyes and your focus, we have to keep our eyes on God. We have to keep looking up to God. We have to keep talking to God. You got to stop looking at what's behind you. What's behind you? If it was stolen, guess what? Trust God to restore it. Trust God to recover it. Trust God to reset you. Because when an enemy is caught stealing, Satan has already been caught stealing. His time is now. And the thing of it is that once he's cast back into the lake of fire, it's over. It's party over, out of time. People are arguing with people on the earth, talking about, because see, the enemy has come in now and stolen the truth. He's trying to destroy the truth.
Yeah, he's trying.
I'm going to take that back. He can't steal the truth, but he's trying to steal our minds so we won't know the truth.
Believe
and the truth
the
keeps
truth.
Us free. I had to correct this. Forgive me, Lord. But the enemy wants to steal the truth, but he can't steal the truth. So guess what? He has to steal the vision to the truth. If he steal the vision to the truth, what you see, you believe. That's why God said, walk by faith and not by sight. Because sometimes we can get so caught up with what we see, and we walk on and we see something we think is good, and at the end of the road, it's a dead end. It's a ditch. It's a pit. And while we're down there, the enemy is stealing the things, because now we're out of place, Bishop. He's stolen our positions. Because while we're distracted or while we're messed up in our mind, the property, the possession of us having a purpose and a position in life, the enemy has stolen it. And if we're not in alignment, then guess what? There's a gap. There's a breach there. Somebody, then the enemy can come on in and go in and pull out some more sheep. He can go in this way. He can kill some more sheep. He can go in and destroy this sheep. He can go in and destroy this community. Why we got so many communities that's infested with homeless people, drugs, stuff that shouldn't be there, gang violence, all of this gun violence. You know why? Because we've gotten off site, and you don't want the people that's standing for God in position. You want to vote in the wrong people, because why? You want to vote what you think you know, what you think you hear, because the enemy has stolen not only your vision, but he's stolen your ear, because now he's turned the things of your ear, and he's scratching your ear, because now you become a person with an itching ear. You don't want to hear the truth, because you can't have, some of you can't handle the truth. That's the truth. And that's just nothing but the whole truth. So
that's
help me, God.
Whole truth,
because
right
if you can't handle the truth, and you just want your ears scratched, you want to hear those lies. And guess what? A thief. Guess what? The partner to a thief is a liar. A liar and a thief,
hand in hand, connected
together. And if they're telling you lies, they're going to steal something from you. Guess what they're stealing? They're stealing the true way for you. They're stealing the purpose that God is leading you down. Theft of property is prevalent, not just in the natural, not just in the supermarkets and the malls and the stores, not just the cars, not just the identity on the computer, but the theft of property of the spirit realm and the purpose of God in the earth has to be dealt with. It has to be dealt with. Because when the enemy comes in to usurp something, he comes to seize or exercise authority or possession wrongfully. I have seen people usurp authority like that. They tried me. They had to back up, but they tried me. And the word says the weapon may form, but it won't prosper.
It will not prosper.
The reason
why
it won't prosper, because you're linked in with God. See, you got to be linked in with security. You got to have a secured place, the secret place of the Most High God, abiding under the shadow, hupomone, under the shadow of the Almighty Wing. And the thing about it is, in Ephesians 4:28, it says, let the thief no longer steal. So I'm saying, well, okay, Lord, what you mean, let the thief no longer steal? In other words, you got to pray for their deliverance. Because a thief is somebody that's caught up with the wrong thing. Because believe it or not, a thief has had something stolen from them. They've had direction stolen from
them.
On. They've had the right way and righteousness stolen from them. Holy Ghost. Yeah, I thank you, Lord. They've had
righteousness stolen from them.
They've had joy stolen from them. They've had their childhood stolen from them. They've had abundance from stolen
come
from
on.
Them. So all of those things that were stolen from them, the enemy got in that itching ear and told them, this is what you need to do. You need to strike back. I need you to go take back. I need you to execute vengeance. I need you to go in and take it because guess what? It's yours. You can do it. This generation can take back anything. But the word says in Exodus 4:28, said, let the thief no longer steal. How can the thief no longer steal? We have to lift them up. We have to pray for their deliverance. We have to pray the blood of Jesus upon them. We have to cast those demons because guess what? That's not just that person, but that thief has had his whole body and his spirit infiltrated by a thief because now we don't deal again with flesh and blood. We're dealing with principalities. Principalities can take possession of a human body, mind, spirit, and make that like the host. And that's how I believe a lot of adamant thieves and career burglars and all that stuff, I know they're demon possessed. And the thing of it says, continually says, but rather let the thief labor doing good work, honest work with his hand so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Meaning, if this thief has something and we pray his deliverance and pray for God's deliverance upon them and they want it. I'm going to say it again, if they want it, because you have to want. God will not intrude or impose himself upon anybody. And guess what? He don't have to, because he created you for his purpose, but he gave you free will. You can choose to be a thief, or you can choose to be a servant. You can choose to rob people and get it the wrong way, or you can choose to do it with what God has called us to do, do good works and labor and doing things with honest work. You can choose it. But you can see, being a thief sometimes is just a thought and a choice. But if it's property that belongs to somebody else, if it is not yours, guess what? It's not yours. I'm not talking about not yours, but not yours.
It does not belong to you.
It does not belong to you. Because in the book of Proverbs, it says, treasures gained by wickedness do not profit. Do not profit at all. But righteousness delivers us from death. The word says if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you keep stealing, guess what? Your life is going to be sniffed out by the enemy. Not only will he use you, he will abuse you, but he will kill, steal, and destroy you. One of the Ten Commandments is, thou shalt not steal.
Mm-hmm.
Shall not steal. And again, Proverbs 10:2 says, treasures gained by wickedness does not profit. So if you're stealing, not only in the natural, but in the realm of the spirit, it's temporary. And guess what? The righteous people, they're going to be delivered from death. But if you're stealing and you stay there, you won't be delivered from death. You'll be delivered into it, eternal death in hell. So what I'm going to ask you tonight is, if you have allowed anything in life to thought process or the belief of who Jesus is, who he is with the Son of God, he was born of a virgin, that he hung on a cross, and he was whipped and beaten, and he had to carry a cross, nailed to a cross, and then he had to be laid into a grave. And it was temporary because no grave can hold him. But I want you to know that man, not only did he come for the sinners, but you got to remember, he was hung between two thieves. So he was letting the enemy know that there's a recompense for you stealing God's property.
Uh-huh.
You have to be like the one that says, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. But you know what? And he says, today you will be with me in paradise. Today is that day. Today is that day when you say, I know that Jesus came to give me life and that more abundantly. Even though the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, I know that when Jesus died on that cross, when he laid in that grave and descended into hell, when he took the keys of hell, death, and the grave from Satan, and he ascended again, and he stayed on the earth for 40 more days, means redemption, and then he ascended into the Father and is set at the right hand of the throne. He came and he delivered, and he recovered us, but we have to let go of those things that the enemy wants us to do. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came that you would have life and that more abundantly. Today is that day. All you have to do is acknowledge him. Believe that he is the Son of God and confess, you know, that he is your Lord and Savior and live for that. So when the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, you can put the word of God on him, which is part of your daily armor, which is the sword of the Spirit. God not only give you a sword of the Spirit, but he will give you the shield of faith to quench the lies and the fiery dots and the attempts to pull you back. It will cover you defensively and offensively. He will gird you in the person of the Holy Ghost with the belt of truth. And everything that the Holy Ghost is and who he is, it will bring revelation, it will bring correction, and it will bring all truth and reveal all things to you. And with the helmet of salvation, he won't be able to steal your mindset or your joy or your peace. Because
hallelujah,
those things are connected
Jesus.
To your mind. And your heart will be covered by that breastplate of righteousness. He won't be able to, not only when he pulls your peace and your joy, he won't be able to keep those bitter weeds planted in that vengeance and tell you, go out and take what you feel that you need. But not only that, your feet will be shod in the peace of the preparation of the gospel of Christ Jesus. When you walk into a territory, when you walk into a room, when you walk into a community, like Bishop does when she's all out there in the cave, like we do here, when we walk, people know that we're sons of God. The thieves will run, the enemy will flee because they know trouble is coming. They know change is coming. They know truth is coming. They know rescue and retrieval is coming. They know that we're pursuing and we're going to recover all. So when you're doing that, walking in all of that and down a path of righteousness for God's name's sake, you're not walking by yourself. He's going to lead you. He's not going to just tell you to go. He leads you. That means he goes before you to make the crooked places straight and the rough areas smooth. Why wouldn't you trust that? Why wouldn't you walk by faith and not by sight? And not only that, but he clothes you in a robe of righteousness. And it's just like a soldier of old. You full armored and bodied up. And the thing of it is, the word of God, which is a two-edged sword that's in your hand, all you got to do is use it. Just use it. When the enemy comes to steal, even if you sleep, the Holy Ghost will say, wake up. Something's wrong. Something's in your house. I remember one night I was asleep, and I thought I had locked my doors, and the Lord woke me up, and I got up and went downstairs. My door was unlocked. But I praise God for guardian angels. I thank God. Because, see, the thing about it is there is protection from the Lord, guardian angels, warring angels, and ministering angels. God sends legions of them to protect us day and night. But we've got to get back our property. Well, that means that this generation, that's the mindset of this generation, the vision that's been distorted of this generation, the emotions of this generation. We just got to go in and pursue and recover all. Because the thing of it is, the word says, thou shalt not steal.
Yes,
and the word says, will a man rob God? And the word says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
Mm.
And it also says that I came that they may have life and that more abundantly. What are you going to do with that? What do you propose to do with that? Because the only difference between theft and robbery, one involves violence and the other one does not.
Right.
Burglary.
Amen.
Shoplifting. Identity theft. All of those are part and particles of theft of property. But today, I claim you back as the child of God, that you were purposed and born and called to be. I claim the blood right of Jesus on your life, that you no longer belong to the thief that stole you from God's will, but you have been bought back. And those things come back when you confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior and you turn and repent all. It means to just turn from. It's simple. He forgives those, even the thief. And know that you're his property. And if you stay his property, the next time the enemy comes, because you got to remember, when the enemy came in to try to steal who Jesus was and destroy him and tempt him, they said he left him for a season.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you every time he came back, he was dealt with. So you have to have yourself armored up, and you have to have that word in you. So when the theft comes to steal your property, you would have the right to pursue and recover all, or better yet, just cut them to pieces right there at the door. Because, you know, the law does constitute this in the natural, and I'm going to leave it here. If you catch a thief in your house, you have every right to use any means necessary. What makes you think God won't do it?
Mm.
You can leave the enemy right where they are, and there is no recompense for it. So think on this thing today. You belong to God, or you have been stolen, and you're dealing with the thief. And the only thing that he's going to do to you, not only has he stolen you, next he's going to kill you, and then he's going to destroy you. But it's my prayer and the prayer of Spirit Alive Network Ministries and Gap Ministries is that you come to yourself, serve the living God through Christ Jesus, be filled with the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, seek him with all of your heart, soul, and might, so when the enemy comes in, he won't be able to get in. God bless you.
Oh, hallelujah and glory to God. We need to be, I know somebody is shouting up in here because I know I am. Sister, what an anointed teaching. So we ask you the question, what have you allowed the enemy to steal from you? Hallelujah. What have you allowed for him to steal from you? My sister brought good news tonight. She told us how we can recover. Hallelujah. And since I just want to say this before I open up the line, this message truly blessed me because as you were sitting there speaking, I had a mental picture in my head. I said, we sure do serve a wonderful and awesome Father. I said, because you know
what?
Okay, check this out. When we give our lives to him, we now have invisible means of support in the persons of Father God and Holy Ghost. Now, if that wasn't enough, then God turns around and it says, "That I love you so much, I'm going to put you in a passenger belt, in a protection belt. I'm going to put you in armor." Okay.
Yeah.
And then, as if that is not enough. See, that's why God is always that triple threat. Hallelujah. As if that was not enough, he said, now I'm going to take you in your armor and set it smack dab right down in the middle of my spirit.
So that when
the enemy comes up on you to steal, kill, and destroy, all he's going to see is me.
Amen.
So thanks to God, we got to know one thing is key. We must be walking in righteousness ourselves so that we can ensure that we are covered. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That we are wearing our armor properly. Because, see, if you're not, no soldier wants to wear ill-fitting armor. Every branch of our military measures every enlistee to wear clothes that are designed to fit them. And that's what God is doing with all of us. He has given us a design, a uniform. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stay armored up. Hallelujah. We have to stay prayed up. Because see, when we might say we have the faith of a mustard seed, but if we're not praying as we ought, then our armor is ill-fitting. You know, we can say, oh, yes, you know, I pray. But if we're not praying according to God's holy word, if we're not walking in the spirit, then it renders our security measures powerless.
Come on. That's good right there. That's good right there. Because you know what, Bishop?
Go ahead, sis. No, no, go back.
You know what? While you were talking, the Lord says that the Holy Ghost is like the alarm system on a person's house or property. It warns us, and it was sent out for sound or a revelation as to, hey, something's approaching, something's trying to get unauthorized access.
Yep, that's why the Word of God says he always gives us warning before destruction. The Holy Ghost, you know, it's just like when you're walking down the street. You walk down the street and you might see somebody 3 blocks down the street, but it's something that caught your attention, even with them being 3 blocks down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And the
they
Holy Ghost
right.
says,
right.
warning, 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 turn the corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And see, when the Lord does that, I don't be like, well, Lord, this is the most direct way. Why should I turn? No, no, no. See, that's how you run into, that's how you get your life stolen. See?
Come on now.
That's how you can lose your very life. The Lord told you, look, don't go down there. So then you want to be disobedient and run on up down there, and they're just about in the middle of having a shootout. Now, there you are. In the middle of the mess.
Bullets don't have no name, just projectiles.
Bullets don't have no name, no eyes, but there you are.
Mm-mm. Yep.
See, we've got to understand something.
No name for the target.
You know, we got to be moving targets because, you see, the enemy can't hit a moving target. If we're out sharing the word of God, if we're out praying one another, if we're out loving one another, if we're out feeding the homeless, going to those hospitals, going into them prisons, hallelujah, if we're out there moving for the Lord.
Bringing that word. Amen. Amen.
Honey, he can't hear that. We moving targets. I'm telling you. He got to chase us down. He will
get
real tired.
That's good.
You
that's the word right there.
And you can't steal what you can't catch.
Whoa, there you go. That's good.
You can't steal what you can't catch.
Amen.
You know, it's like that movie, Catch Me If You Can. Hallelujah. But you know what? Girl, you bless my soul, but let me let somebody else on in here. Somebody might want to have a word. Hallelujah. So I know I see my sister sitting up in here, and I know I see the elders sitting up in here, and any of you that are up in here right now, hallelujah, forgive me. Bishop gets all up in the world, especially when it's good like this one was. Hallelujah. But if you want to put, you know, add your praise to it, touch and agree, press your one now, and that will let me know that you would like to add your praise to this hallelujah praise party. We done pulled the cover off the thief again. Hallelujah. He's been uncovered. And with this message, he should never be able to bamboozle you, ever. Well, maybe sometime, because we ain't none of us on point all the time. But you know what? It won't be as often. And it won't be about them same issues, okay? Praise the living God. Well, I see my sisters up in here, so let me just go ahead on and let them say something. Because, see, they're not going to just sit up in this Bible study now and not share any wisdom when I know they have some. So I want my beautiful sister, Holiday, to come on up in this room, girl. Come on up in this room and give us a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Sister Holiday. I don't know what she's doing. Hallelujah. But that's all right. I bring Elder Leola on up in here.
She on mute.
You know me, I keep it moving. Elder?
I was on mute. Bishop, I really enjoyed the message because right now that's what the enemy is doing throughout the world, in ministry, in churches, in life, in our families. With everything going on, it really, she hit targets that, even targets that were moving, she was hitting. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. Now, Sister Holiday, I'm going to bring you on back in. I thought I heard your voice, Precious.
Yes, I'm
all
here.
All right. All right. Come on, sis. Come on in the room.
I was on mute as well, and I enjoyed the word as well. I also want to mention the word backstabbers, too. We have so many people just backstabbing each other for no ungodly reason just because they want to do it, you know. And it's not right, you know. You try to forgive people that do you wrong, but sometimes it's kind of hard to forgive. You keep on forgiving, forgiving, and giving, and after a while, they get tired, and you get like, what?
Amen.
Why can I say forgiving this person, even though they still doing me wrong? But that's what we do as people of God. You know, we just keep on forgiving people. You know,
we have to.
And so that's the reason why I said backstab, because it was on my
Amen.
Mind. Because
well, hey,
too much of that.
Somebody needs to hear
world.
That. Somebody needed to hear that,
yes,
because they need to understand those group of people are also thieves. And just, it's like Apostle said, you know, we have to remember, we have to lift them up and pray that they be restored, because they've had some things stolen from them. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they're around backstabbing, that means they're trying to, you know, be accepted by making someone else look small. And that just speaks to their insecurity, their lack of faith, their lack of judgment. And no matter what people do to us, we got to remember, God is always looking at our response. It doesn't matter if they dog us out every day of the week. God is going to see how we deal with them, because that's what we're going to be judged on. And that's what's going to determine whether or not he says to us, well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me. I know you now. Hallelujah. So, sis, it's hard, and that's human. And I want to thank you for your transparency. Because, see, a lot of us want to sit up like Holy Ghost Junior and act like things don't hurt us, when it does.
Right.
But sometimes we got to go to the Lord on our knees with tears in our eyes, you know, and just pray about it and let the Lord know how we feel. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to bring 662, last four digits, 9230. Come on in the room and put your praise on it.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Angela Chodwell.
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Okay. That was an awesome.
Wasn't that a good word?
She didn't even take a breath. Like, she just kept going. Like, okay, how you going to breathe? So that just shows how excited you were about
it, was
what you
were
bringing and how God has anointed that. So my thing with that
is
just
that
the
devil,
he's going to do his job. That's what he's supposed to do.
But we got
to
do
ours. We have to stay on our way. So if we are fearfully and wonderfully made, if there is no weapon formed against us, what are we doing? He's telling
Come
us
on.
That there's no weapon formed.
Yeah, other
so we have my ambition to make sure that it doesn't prosper.
That's
we
right.
To go to it. I mean, can, but if you send no weapon for him, but we go into the weapon, you want to be cut. So we
Amen.
Have to work.
Oh.
So all
Praise
these
are That's right. Oh, we are
so
trying
to Are we working? Are we doing the work?
Come on. What are your hands doing?
Work to make sure it comes in alignment with God. Oh,
yeah,
my goodness. This really blessed me. I don't walk outside. I done came back in the house. I'm like, this is
I'm
good.
Saying
and I wish I could just put my phone on speaker so my entire neighborhood could hear. But God be
That's what I'm talking about, sis. Hallelujah. That was good. Oh, Lord Jesus, that was good. That was good.
Bishop,
thank you, sir. Thank
let's,
you.
All I say, let's do the work.
Straight shot in the spirit.
Let's do the work. Let's do the work.
She's a straight shot with the word.
There you go. There you
right
go. And that's what we need. We don't need all of this. You know, that's what this network is all about. It's about bringing the word and teaching people how to apply that word on the daily.
Absolutely.
I do not have time to sit up and listen to propped up preachers with their agendas, because that does not save anybody. Only the word of God and only the name of Jesus. That's the only name by which we be saved. You're not going to be saved by Bishop Sherlene Cook. You're not going to be saved by Apostle Juddy on Travis, no matter how powerful we may preach. You're not going to be saved by Pastor Angela Shotwell. I'm just telling you. On the name of Jesus, on the word of God has the power to heal, has the power to raise, has the power to save. Only the word. And we've got to do everything according to that word. so that we will always stand victorious. And I'm going to tell you something, saints of God. Have your it is written ready. You know, get in the word of God and see what God has to do.
Amen.
Have your it is written ready. Because remember when the enemy went up there, Jesus been up in the wilderness 40 days, 40 nights. He's tired. He's hungry. That's when the enemy comes. You know, when we're already raw. When we're already disappointed. When we're already tired. And here he comes.
But you know what?
Jesus said it is written ready. Because that's all he had. Look, he said, let me tell you something. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. See, he didn't even have to think about it. He was the word. He was Jesus, the Logos. He is the word. But you have to have your it is written ready. So you have to do your, like I tell everybody, do your due diligence. Secure your house. Pray over your children.
Amen.
Pray over your spouse.
Amen.
Secure your house.
That's doing the work.
Make sure that word is going forth in your house. Do like my sister Angela. Play it in the neighborhood. Make sure, look, I tell people all the time, look, if I got to go to bed with y'all in the, you know, listening to the devil, y'all dropping it like it's hot and all of that stuff, that 10, 11, 12 o'clock night, everybody in here got to get up with Jesus first thing in the morning because I'm going to be blasting. I'm blasting me some Kirk Franklin, and y'all got to hear Dr. McClunkin. Everybody got to get up with Jesus.
There you go.
Guess what? I don't hear loud music at night. See, you can't let the enemy steal your joy, your peace. You can't let the enemy just overrun your boundaries. But you must always stand for God, because if you don't stand for God, you will fall for anything.
For anything, Jesus. But
so we have to start praying in advance, like my little sister said. We got to pray in advance. We got to start saying, hey, did you hear this person? Why is this person running up on me? Because the enemy can run up on me just as good as somebody that really loves the Lord can. Why are they really running
up on
me? What is their real motive? See, when I deal with people, you know what the first thing I do is? I ask God, show me their heart.
Their heart. That's what we pray.
Father God, show me their heart. And if that heart is not like yours, we going to keep it moving, because, see, I know sometimes the Lord puts things and people in our path so we can learn what not to do. So I just praise God for this word. It was powerful, my sister. You know, I just want people to start thinking about what the enemy has stolen from you and you know, just know that you can recover. You can reclaim. You can resurge. You can, hallelujah, be resurrected in the mighty name of
That's
Jesus.
Good right there. Amen.
Hallelujah. So, my dear sister, I love this word. If there be nothing else, if all minds are clear, my dear, you may close your program.
Amen, amen, amen. Father, we just thank you for the blessing of your outpouring, and we pray, Father God, that everyone upon this network, upon this call, that listening in tonight on the blog, receive something that would help
Lord.
Them prevent death of property. And we also thank you, Father God, that you will give them direction on how to pursue and recover all, that the reset and the recovery of everything that they've lost, Father, that the enemy has stolen. And I decree and declare that for everything that the enemy has stolen from everyone on this network shall be returned according to your word, sevenfold. And that is the word of God, unfailing word of God. And I decree and declare it so in Jesus' name. We thank you and we bless you, Father God. Bless the woman of God that you blessed to oversee this global network. Bless the members of Spirit Alive and Gap Ministries. I thank you for my sisters, Father God, that always support, that call in and listen.
Yes, Lord.
And I thank you, Father
Jesus.
God, for using me. And I stay and I shall remain your humble servant. Use us all as you will, and that we may glorify not ourselves, but glorify you,
but you
in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been listening to the Gap Ministry Bible Study with founder and facilitator, Apostle J. Leon Travis. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, that you have a glorious and blessed week and weekend, mm-hmm. And it is our fervent prayer from our house to yours that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you. Amen. I love you, my beautiful sisters. Phenomenal.
Love you, too. Love you all. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.